Hello, everyone. This is Tony McGettigan. I'm just getting the call started here for Glenda. I'm not sure if you guys can hear me or not. But yeah, it looks like I'm on there now. Welcome to the Blessings of Christ for December 15th, 2019. Glenda will be on with us in just a moment. Thank you, everybody, for being here. It's a blessing and a joy to be here with you. Glenda's just getting some technical details sorted on her end, so I'm watching for her to join us. I hope you've had a really beautiful week. This has been a very interesting and energetic week. Full moon, and we also had the Venus-Saturn-Pluto conjunction. And maybe I'll get a chance to talk with Glenda about that. The significance of that is very interesting. When I saw it, it looked like the movement of Venus through that conjunction is something that's preparing us, providing the energy, the loving energy for a transformation and also a loving presence with us going through difficulties. And so there's a larger process that's unfolding here, which will be moving through the rest of December and into January specifically. So that love energizing metamorphosis is one of the things that really stands out for me with Venus coming through and meeting Saturn and Pluto. So I just wanted to mention that. And the reason I think this is important is because there's a lot of different ways this energy can manifest. One of the ways it manifests is in power and structure, which can also manifest with the abuse of power. And we've seen that in a lot of different places. And there's a lot of places around the world that's being affected by that. The significance for us in particular is that our consciousness, our prayers, and our blessings have an ameliorating effect, a helpful effect, a healing effect, and certainly a transformative effect on that energy. So us being aware of what's going on with the celestial weather and bringing our consciousness to that is something that gives us a real opportunity, spiritually, energetically, qualitatively, for our own benefit, but also for the benefit of everyone who's connected with the life and energy of our world. So that was something I just wanted to touch on. If we had time today, it looks like I have the good fortune to have all of us together and the opportunity to speak. So still keeping an eye open for Glenda's appearance on the board. I'm not seeing it yet. Hopefully she'll be on here in just a moment. So if anyone has a blessing request, if you'd like to get in, I'll keep watching for Glenda, but if any of you perhaps have a prayer or a blessing request or even an observation or, you know, something that the connection for you that's very significant right now this week, I invite you to hit *61 and put yourself in the queue, and we can chat with you for a moment or two while we're watching and listening for Glenda's arrival here. I see. Hello.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hey there.
I would like to ask a very special blessing of comfort for our neighbor and his family who suddenly lost his wife. Beautiful lady, young, George Kahlo and his family. Ask for blessings for them.
Yes.
As well as another friend, Connie Rios. Please send them your love.
Yes. Well, we'll have them on there. And what was your name, dear?
My name is Sandra.
Sandra. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling for that blessing.
Really
appreciate you being with us. Yeah, it sounds like your neighbor especially definitely needs it. So, we have them on the list, both George, you said, and Connie, right?
George and Connie, yeah, and George's family. They had 3 children and their families and 6 grandchildren, and, you know, it's all very sad.
Very, yeah. Thank you so much.
All right.
And thank you, Tony. It's Glenda. I'm here.
Very good. Thank you, Glenda.
I was already logged in. It's just the computer crash, so that's why you didn't see my name come on the board. I just needed, and you did a great job opening the call. Everyone, I just really want to welcome you to this very special blessing, starting the season of Advent, where we view every day as a step toward the holy day. And this is a season when so many people call and ask for prayers and blessings. And I want you to remember that your life is a blessing. And you are here for a very, very special reason that you may not know about now. You may never know about. You may come and go, and when you're on the ballot steps of heaven, you look back and say, oh, my God, that's what it was all about. So just stay centered in the love that you are and know, as an aspect of faith, that you are serving the will of God because you were created by God to be here. You are not an accident. You are not here just as the whimsical output of evolution. You are here created specifically and uniquely by your Holy Father. And all the blessings that come to you are unique for you, so that you can then be a blessing to those around you. And this is what all of the works of Yeshua were designed to teach. He brought in not just a new era of faith, but a new era of understanding about who we are. First of all, he taught us that we are immortal. Then he taught us that our love is a blessing to others, that we should first of all love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and others as ourselves. This is the time of year when people are most receptive to that love, because they're either feeling loving toward others or they're feeling very needy, that they find themselves near Christmas, and nobody cares. Nobody seems to care for them. And this feeling affects everyone of every faith, and all of those who have no faith and don't even believe in God. This is the season when the number one percentage, the highest percentage of suicides occurs, because people feel left out and alone and abandoned and worthless. Why? Because they're not able to feel this amazing spirit of love. They have disengaged from it, and yet around them it's all there. And it's like, why am I not getting any of it? Who am I? Why am I left out? And so we want to leave no one out. We want to let everyone know that they're cared about, even if they've been a big problem all year long. We want to let them know right now we see them as a child of God. And we start this Advent season with that spirit in mind. So ask your blessings freely, build your list up freely, and let's make this the most wonderful time of the year. Stephen, I see you're on the call.
Hello, Glenda. Welcome. Thank you. Hello. So I'm wanting to just include continuously my sister on the for a blessing, Lisa, and then my good friends Shane and Vanessa. Vanessa's going through chemotherapy for stage 4 lung cancer, and I think she's pulling through. It's a real tough, long battle, and then also just a blessing for Sacred Chocolate. We've listed the business for sale, and I really am wanting to find just the perfect buyer who really gets the mission of Sacred Chocolate and really is excited about it and wants to take it to the next level. Yeshua was my motivation in starting Sacred Chocolate. Originally, Sacred Chocolate was called Sacred Heart Chocolate, and then we just changed the name to Sacred Chocolate. We didn't want it to be too affiliated with, say, like the Roman Catholic Church or something like this. So, but anyway, it really Sacred Chocolate is really an inspiration of the Sacred Heart, and that's why we created that heart-shaped chocolate all out of sacred geometry.
And it's wonderful.
Thank you.
Nothing like it.
I'm just asking for a – thank you so much. I'm just asking for a blessing to, find that perfect marriage between sacred chocolate and the next leader and, person who wants to, just put all their love into it. So that's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for all that you do, Stephen. You have been one of the longest-term dedicated supporters of Love Without End since the very beginning. And, back in the days, you led a chat group, wasn't it, on what was it? What was the medium?
Well, I used to lead study groups around Love Without End. I can't tell you how many books I've given out for free just to people on the street I met. I kept cases of it in my trunk. So I'm definitely a long term supporter of Love Without End. I just started a new Facebook group for anybody interested. It's called Love Teachings, and really the goal of the group is to focus solely on the subject of love, and I'm bringing all my knowledge of Love Without End to that group and teaching from that perspective. So, I'm really excited about that, and anybody, of course, on this call or anybody in the world is welcome to join. There's no conditions other than just focusing on the subject of love. So, yeah.
Great. Awesome. Well, thanks for that invitation, Stephen, and thank you for everything that you're doing to help us have a better world at a higher level of reality and sharing. I'm going to take some other calls now. I see that Susan's been on for a minute or two. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Glenda. I just want to say I had my CAT scan, and I went to my oncologist. I do that the CAT scan every 6 months. She says everything's good. I can remain on the biologic. So it's just a call of tremendous gratitude. And I thought I just
want
to say tremendous
yes.
gratitude.
And congratulations on your faith and your dedication to seeing above the problem.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate it. Love to everyone.
Oh, you are so welcome. And thank you for all your prayers for us, because we have surely benefited by everyone's prayers.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Happy Hanukkah.
Absolutely. To all of us. And June, hi, I see you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's June. I'm calling because one of my best friends and my landlady, she went home and she found they have two different places, where I am and where I have the in-law apartment and where their other place is. And she found her husband of 10 years had passed away in his sleep unexpectedly. And I just wanted to ask, why is it that we know and believe in God, but still we feel so like there's a big hole in life, that nothing's ever going to be the same when someone we love passes?
Well, I don't have all the answers to that, June. I have myself felt the big hole when somebody passes. But the best I can offer is that all of us started where they are right now before we came into this life. We all started up there, and we had to work really hard to get our feet dirty. we had to work really hard to believe in physical and mortal reality and let that be our motivation for some, well, however number of years are appointed to us, anywhere from maybe 20 to 100 or more, or less or more, however it is for each person. But one of the things that supports my statement is I have read the stories, many, many stories, of young children who are on a very mortal, short timeline, with leukemia or some other criminal illness, that they will not survive. And the only ones grieving are their parents. And the children are telling, Mommy, Daddy, it's okay. It's okay. I'm already in heaven. And I'll take care of you when I go.
Yeah.
You know, they say things, not exactly that, but things like that. The children who are on a very short timeline, don't grieve and don't fear. And their only concern is for their parents. So I would say, and also another thing to add to that, I used to do personal portraits of people's guardian angels. And I would preface that with an interview. Everyone would have an interview. And invariably, that interview would always go back to sometime before the age of 4 or 5 years old, when they could actually see their angel or would have dreams of their angel or they would talk to their angel. And it was very clear they still had one foot in heaven and one foot on earth. And there are biblical passages. I wish I could quote you a book, chapter, and verse right now, but unfortunately, my total memory of the Bible is not complete. I just remember what I read and what it says. But in several places in the Old Testament, it said, a child's life is an open book until the age of 7. At the age of 7, his life is set, or her life is set. Now, that leads me to believe that it takes 7 years to really get here. And during those years, life is becoming more and more solid, more and more real. For that reason, I love educational systems like Rudolf Steiner and some of the other more free and open educational models that allow a child to interact with their imagination and their learning and their creativity and their application, because we already know by studies of brainwaves that a child is actually in full delta for 2 years of their life, waking, not just sleeping, waking. Now, for us adults, we're only in delta when we're in deep sleep. Children, for the first 2 years, are in full delta. Then for another 2 years, they're in, the one that comes after that, theta. And then for another 2 years, alpha. And then in the seventh year, they're in and out of all the brain waves plus beta. And beta is the adult waking brain waves. Okay? So neuroscience has confirmed what the Bible has said. Now, getting back to your question and my question, the people or even pets that we lose go back to where they came from. And we feel left stranded here. Like we thought we could be here and have their love as our anchoring in these higher places of the soul. What I have found to be the answer is to work harder on being the love that you are, and work harder on loving others, and work harder on loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And you will find a reconnection with those who've left. They haven't gone away from you in their love. They've just gone away from the mortal plane, which is where we have daily functional reality. So it's a reflection of where you're living that you see the hole so big. And I'm not judging you, because I've had the same experience. And all of us at times, especially when stress gets very high, challenge gets very hard, we get very heavy into beta reality. You know, the hard adult, we're here in mortal reality phase. We're here. But it's just a phase. And you weren't always there, even in your life. As a little child, you were in a much higher brainwave. And I have been with little children at funerals, and they say goodbye like they're just saying goodbye to someone getting on a bus or a train or a car to go away for a few days. It's not the same for them. So it's a reflection of how deep we have settled into mortal reality. And let it be a reflection back to what you need to do about your life. And those who are there, as I often am, are the ones who really need the blessing.
Okay. I think you're right about children. I think we underestimate the spirit of children a lot. A woman told me a story of something she witnessed years ago. There was a military parade, and a little girl who was about five, a friend's daughter, walked right up to the edge of the parade, in front of the parade of all these men, and started singing Simple Gifts. You know, 'tis the gift be simple. Oh. And she said it made her cry, you know, because the child had no fear whatsoever. But she somehow felt the need to do that, and, you know, without any one expecting that. And all I can think of is that's being in the spirit, you know, so deeply. And that's a five-year-old. So
that's right. That's right. They're still living on a very, very high plane.
Yes. You know, but I think that's beautiful what you said. And, you know, and I think that's very, very helpful, you know, to be able to, those three things, be the love that you are, you know, love others and love God with all your heart and soul, you know, is a beautiful way to make the transition to the in faith over the whole. You know, that's the rope of faith, you know, that you can swing over and through it.
And it's okay to grieve. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeshua wept. He wept when he was told that his friend had died. He wept.
Yeah.
So it's okay to have all the emotions that go along with the emptiness of losing someone you love. And it's okay to build a little memorial shrine where you have their pictures posted and you say hello to them every day until you don't need to do that anymore. It's okay.
You know, these are beautiful people who naturally have done so much in their lives for other people in such a beautiful, natural way, you know, very, very giving, very present, very part of their spiritual and communities, and they're, you know, involved with homeless people and people in all sorts of circumstances. Really, really beautiful people. So I think it's just a huge shock in some way.
Well, include them in your blessing, June.
Yes, you know. All right.
And they will bless you back, that's for sure.
Okay. Thank you so much, Glenda.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anyone else want to come on and speak? Our queue is empty right now. And while we're waiting for someone to come on, I will just say a few words about why Christmas? Why this time of year? Well, it wasn't when Yeshua was born. We know that. Yeshua was born in the springtime. And the early church, and I'm talking about the first 300 years, they celebrated Easter as both his physical birth and his resurrection birth. And it only makes sense that it would be at the same time. But Christmas, the way we celebrate it, is still a very, very holy day. And after what I say, I think you will agree that it's okay even if we materialize it. It's okay. You see, when the church was legalized by Rome, it became necessary and required by the emperor that the belief of the church be fully stated so everyone knew what they were all claiming to believe. That was actually when orthodoxy set in. Before that, there were probably hundreds of approaches to Christianity, ranging from Gnostic Christianity to Messianic Christianity, which was really essentially Judaism, but including Christ as a reformer of it. Not necessarily the Son of God, but an elevator, one like Moses, who carried it to a higher level. So there were many, many approaches to Christianity in the first three centuries, but it was forced into conformity by the Roman emperor. And then what else was forced into conformity was a day of common celebration. Well, part of that was Hanukkah, because all of the Christians at that time were still in very close communion with the Jewish community. Even if they didn't consider themselves Jewish, they were in close communion and they had Jewish relatives. And then you take into consideration that it was very near the winter solstice. And at least in the northern hemisphere, all of the religions going back to ancient Egypt, going back to ancient India, going into the northlands of the ancient religions of Europe and Rome. Well, the winter solstice was considered to be the day when God comes back to earth. In other words, the sun was at its furthest reach away from the earth until the winter solstice. And that's when it turned around and came back toward earth. So the early Christians felt, well, that would probably be the best agreement that we can make. And they really consecrated the day, not so much for Yeshua, but for all of humanity, because they said he came for everyone. He was born for everyone, and Christmas is for everyone. And if you look at the way we celebrate Christmas for so many centuries, it's mainly for the children. And the children really, really highlighted as special because of the birth of Christ. And it doesn't mean he was born on this day. He wasn't. But he was born. And what a great day to celebrate on, because this is when the sun, at least in the northern hemisphere, comes back to the earth. So it's a very, very special day. It's a day to celebrate. It's a day to give presents. Whether the present is a present of love or faith or materiality. I don't like that it's quite so commercial, but I think giving gifts is a good thing, because it, and especially giving to charity is a good thing, because we're giving into the presence of God returning to earth and making for a better year. And this is also why when a calendar was officially formed by Rome, they chose to make it as close as possible to their sacred holidays after a brief few days of celebration and rest. So we have our new year beginning on January 1st. So the whole time around Christmas is sacred. And the season of Advent are the days leading to Christmas. And what is that all about? Well, it's the day in which we prepare ourselves into a state of heart and a state of mind. You know, when I was a little girl, we did not put up a Christmas tree until the start of Advent. There was no such thing as Black Friday. There was no such thing as Christmas marketing in the malls or the stores or the drugstores or anywhere until after Thanksgiving. There were no Christmas cards sent out until the beginning of Advent. The commercial side has really very much exceeded where it should be. But I'm still not opposed to giving gifts. I just wish we could remember the sacred side and make it a little more special, at least in our memory. And, you know, in some countries, the Christmas tree is put up on Christmas Eve. And that's particularly special, especially in the northern European countries, where they go out and cut a fresh tree on the morning of Christmas Eve, and then they put it up and decorate it as part of their celebration of Christmas Eve. They put their presents around it after they decorated the tree, and then they wake up on Christmas morning and unwrap their presents. What a special, special event. You know, and they have a special Christmas Eve dinner. It's just a lovely, lovely way of life. And however you choose to celebrate Christmas, I hope that you will choose something that reflects what's in your heart. One of the things we did in my little hometown community is we went out for the 3 days before Christmas and gave food and other food and toys and other gifts and gifts of money to the needy and the sick. On one day, we would visit the hospital. On another day, we would visit the poor side of town and distribute food and gifts for the children. And then the last day before Christmas, we would focus upon what we would carol. We would go around town and we would carol. And we would carry alms for anyone who needed the alms. So that's how we celebrated. And I think that's what makes Christmas so very, very special. And on the 3 days before Christmas this year, I'm going to be sending you emails each on the 3 days celebrating a certain aspect of Christmas to help you get just a little closer. Maybe one will have songs. another maybe prayers, and another maybe an inspirational message. So look for that for your celebration. And I want to thank everyone for supporting us and for sharing our really sacred products with people to help them remember the true spirit of Christmas. And you've helped us as well. So you help everybody. And it helps strengthen your spirit of love to do it that way. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart with full and glorious appreciation for each one of you. And we have a caller in our queue. Hello, Lucy, and welcome.
Hi, Glenda. This is Lucy. I wanted to ask a blessing for myself, for my friend Frank, my friend John, Sally, Elizabeth, and Angela. We're all dealing with major health issues, so thank you.
Okay, let me get the list again. It's Frank, John, Elizabeth,
Sally, and Angela, and me, Lucy.
I got you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I just missed Sally and Angela. You talked
okay.
To that's for me to write. Okay, we have you all. And I will carry everyone into my heart as we offer the blessing. And it's really time to do that. We try to stick as close as we can to the blessing call moment because people do come in from around the world, not always being able to afford a phone call. So they time their life with when we offer the blessing. So everyone has to be, seated, or blessing givers, will you stand and join me? And we will take a moment to free our mind of all cares that hurt us, including the thing.
Hello. Glenda, this is Tony. We're not hearing your voice right now. So I'm thinking maybe your line might have gotten disconnected or maybe you got muted. Just wanted to let you know, I also sent you a text. We'll be patient here for a moment. Everybody just stand by, please. Looks like we might have temporarily lost Glenda. So why don't we all, we'll just continue with the blessing, with getting that rolling. We acknowledge, Yeshua, your light, your life, your love here with us. With each of us individually, with all of us together, and with all of our brothers and sisters in the whole world, across all of space and time, with us present, sending us support and love. So let us now be aware of that presence, open to receive it in whatever way that we connect with it. Let go of every distraction and connect with the breath, breathing in the connection, breathing out everything that would distract us. Thank you, dear beloved brother. And now, just be ready to receive. And blessing givers, let us begin the blessing.